Hello everyone, I welcome you today to an episode on podcast. I am your host Dr. Kajri, MD in Ayurveda, your integrative health expert. And I am here to raise awareness about Ayurveda. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to find out more info about Ayurveda, please visit www.enayurveda.com. This audio info is not intended to medical advice. So guys, stay tuned in and please subscribe. Hello everyone, in this episode I'm going to talk about the Ayurvedic oils. So I'm going to talk about what exactly these Ayurvedic oils are and what are the benefits of these oils and what are the approaches towards these oils. So let's get started. So now we have heard about Ayurvedic oils. We do often, you know, keep on listening Ayurvedic oils, massages. These are very common terms which usually people speak around and you are aware of it. But exactly what does this Ayurvedic oil mean? Let me tell you guys, Ayurvedic oils are one among the dosage forms explained in the Ayurveda classical texts. So like there are different dosage forms explained in Ayurveda, like those are solids, semi-solids, liquids, ointments, etc. Also juices, decoctions, churnas, which are herbal powders, then nanomedicines, which are called as bhasmas, tablets, asavarishtas, these are the fermented preparations, medicated fermented preparations, obviously, and avalehas, which are, you know, liquible medicines. Similarly to this are your oils and ghee. So oils and ghritas means ghee, these are classified into as lipid forms, definitely. But these Ayurvedic oils are one among these dosage forms which are extensively used by many of the Ayurveda practitioners all over the globe. So Ayurveda is the science and it has its eternal principles of healing. So these are the medicated oils which are prepared by using one or more herbs along with a liquid media like milk, water, decoction, buttermilk, etc. It's an emulsion of oil and water which is processed as per the classical methods and which is termed to be an Ayurvedic oil. The ratio of this is like 1:4:16. So we are not going to go much into the detailing of the preparations, but you just have to know that there is a definite proportion explained for preparing any Ayurvedic oil. Well, as I am an Ayurvedic formulation expert, so I can say that the method of preparing these oils do vary its efficacy and ultimately the, you know, the therapeutic results out of it. So this was all about Ayurvedic oil. What is an Ayurvedic oil? Now I want to talk about the benefits of these oils. So as these oils are used internally and externally, for example, I would like to tell you internally usage of Mahanarayan Tail, which is done for Basti, which is one of the Panchakarma treatment. Then Anu Tail is also given as Nasya, is one of the Panchakarma treatment again. Shad Bindu Tail again is used for Nasya Karma in head, eyes, any kind of disorders. Coconut oil, which is extensively widely used for oil pulling by everyone, and Irimidadi oil, which is again one of the best, you know, dental used for your dental health, like gingivitis or plaque, any kind of condition, plaque or any kind of conditions. Then talking about external usage of these oils, we have different oils like Mahanarayan Tail again given for Abhyanga, that is your body massages. Then Panchaguna Tail, which is usually widely used for any kind of Vata disorders. Bhringaraj Tail, which is again good for your hair and scalp condition. So these were the few examples for internal and external usage of these Ayurvedic hair oils. So what are the benefits exactly? This oil, it acts as a Vata Shamaka, which elevates the Vata Dosha in the body, and they help in smoothing and softening of the tissue. Obviously, they nourishes the tissue and provides strength, that is bala to the body, and it increases the blood circulation to that particular part, and definitely helps in the good health of an individual. Then also it's good in the rich source of natural vitamin E, and these are lipids which helps in absorption of, you know, other vitamins like A, D and E. Also, few oils have anti-pigmentation activity, antimicrobial activity, anti-inflammatory activity. Then it reduces the roughness and dryness due to, you know, its unctuous, greasy and smooth texture property which it has. Also, these are easily available, they are very easy to apply, and they help to improve the blood circulation, they smoothen, they strengthen your muscles. Oleation therapies have been done in Panchakarma therapies as a, you know, Purva Karma or the pre-procedures which are carried out by the Panchakarma therapists, and also the internal external oleation therapies are done in this Panchakarma therapies. So these were the benefits in short about the Ayurvedic oils. Now let's talk about the approaches. So guys, I want to mention a case study over here so that you understand it in a better way. A case study where a patient suffered from hypersensitivity type 4, that is allergic contact dermatitis, due to the application of Dhanvantari oil and Eladi oil. And the patient was suffering from RA, that is rheumatoid arthritis. This happened due to the wrong drug selection on the wrong case. When we see the textual reference of Eladi and Dhanvantari oil, they are not indicated in, you know, rheumatoid arthritis condition, because these oils are more over Vata and Kapha Shamaka, means they are going to decrease the Vata and Kapha Dosha in the person. And when we see the pathology of rheumatoid arthritis, here there is involved along with this Vata and Kapha, there is the involvement of Rakta, that is the blood vitiation is present in the pathology. So these oils are contraindicated in this condition. So I want to say that this indicates that nobody other than a well-qualified Ayurvedic physician can only prescribe such Ayurvedic oils after studying the various criterias like dosha, dushya, kala, vaya, prakriti, etc. Because it's the tendency of the medical and the non-medical community to take Ayurveda for granted. Today, in the name of herbal medicines, people are misguiding the global population. Only Ayurveda physicians can explain you the efficacy, usage, adverse reactions and contraindications according to the prakriti, rutu, agni, location, that is the desh, etc. Not an aromatherapist provides prescribes you an Ayurvedic oils for the so-called massages. It should be used with great caution. Do consult an authentic Ayurveda practitioner for usage of any Ayurvedic oils for massages externally or internally usage. Nowadays, non-Ayurvedic community are also prescribing massage. If any complication happens, blame directly goes to Ayurveda, and this is injustice with the science of life called Ayurveda. So guys, do give it a thought, and please consult an Ayurvedic doctor before using any kind of oils. This is just for your well-being, because everything has a side effects and adverse effects. So do not be in a dilemma that Ayurveda has no side effects. It does have, if you use it in a proper, under a supervision of an Ayurvedic consultant or a physician, definitely you won't suffer from any adverse reactions. So guys, please, this is a kind request, give it a thought. Till then, take care, bye bye, see you in my next episode, bye bye, take care, stay fit and stay healthy.